Hertz was one of the biggest car rental companies in the world. They had just clawed their way out of bankruptcy in 2021. Yet, 3 years later, they made a $2.9 billion loss. Even stranger, they are trying to sell off their cars, and fast. 30,000 of them. What happened? Is Hertz about to go under again? To understand, we need to take a step back. If you don't know Hertz, they're in just about every airport in the world, offering car rentals to travelers just about everywhere with one of the largest fleets of cars. But through the pandemic, they went under, and now, in the summer of 2021, Hertz was trying to reinvent itself. Only a few months earlier, on July 1st, the company had finally emerged from a painful pandemic-induced bankruptcy. They had a new leadership team, including former Ford CEO Mark Fields, and a mission to reinvent themselves. No longer the old-school struggling rental company. Instead, Hertz wanted to lead the rental industry into an electric future. CEO Mark Fields proclaimed, "Electric vehicles are now mainstream." Hertz wanted to be seen as more than just a rental brand. They were aiming to become a symbol of the new electric future, and to do so, they were going to bet big. Hertz announced it was going to add 100,000 Teslas to their fleet, and that was just by the end of 2022. They also planned to buy 65,000 Polestar EVs over 5 years, and were even planning to add models from GM's electric brands later on. Hertz was going all in, and investors cheered the move. After Hertz went public again on the Nasdaq, the stock price jumped roughly 40% after the deal was announced. But why take such a colossal public gamble on electric vehicles? And not only that, why order close to 200,000 EVs right out of bankruptcy? Why were they so confident? Well, the logic was actually simple and on paper compelling. Gasoline prices were high and volatile, and the promise of lower fueling costs for Hertz was incredibly attractive. Not only that, EVs promised significantly lower overall maintenance costs. No oil changes, no complex transmissions, and fewer parts to break down meant less time in the shop and more time on the road making money. At least, that's how it seemed. Hertz expected these lower running costs to be a massive advantage, but what's the real reason they jumped in when they did? Well, just look at the company they were buying from, Tesla. Tesla had just passed a $1 trillion market cap, and their profits were skyrocketing. Tesla was the ultimate market test for mass market EVs, and they won. And now, legacy automakers were all betting big on EVs, tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions. In January 2021, GM committed $35 billion by 2025 in order to produce 400,000 EVs. Later that year, Volkswagen also announced their 5-year plan in 2021 and would commit $100 billion in spending towards EVs over the next 5 years. More than half the money the Volkswagen Group spends in the next 5 years will go towards electric vehicles and other high technology efforts. The goal was 3 million EVs a year. It seemed like the EV era was finally here. So, if Tesla was winning and the market was agreeing, why wouldn't Hertz follow suit and place a massive bet as well? Everyone else was doing it after all, and Hertz wanted to be the first in the rental space. Hertz wanted to be seen as the hero company leading the fight against climate change, but also providing the newest, flashiest, trendiest cars. But Hertz learned the hard way that being first often means paying the most. When the cars arrived, Hertz had big hopes. But what happened next wasn't what they expected. The first issue was the maintenance. EVs don't need oil changes, but they have other problems. Hertz found that its repair costs were actually 20% higher than for comparable internal combustion vehicles. Think about that. The whole point of switching was to save money on repairs. But it ended up costing more? Why was it so expensive? Well, battery issues, complex and expensive electronics, and crucially, a severe lack of third-party repair shops and specialized labor. If a gas car gets in a minor collision, any mechanic can fix it. If a Tesla gets in a minor collision, it often requires specialized, expensive parts and labor that only the manufacturer can provide. data showed that the maintenance and repair costs for EVs were significantly higher than for the gasoline cars in its fleet. This obviously wasn't good. But even if there are higher costs, Hertz could capture the surge of EV hype, right? Well, that was the bigger problem. EV adoption was still in its early phases. There was new demand for sure, but the average renter wasn't quite ready to deal with the quirks of driving an EV. As cool as they sound, there are a lot of new things to learn. The electronics, the charging cables, the difference in speed and torque, but the big one is range anxiety. The fear that the battery will run out of charge before reaching a destination. EV charging stations aren't as plentiful as gas stations, which are essentially everywhere, and since there are fewer charging stations, many of them are busy. This isn't helped by the fact that charging takes a while. Even the fastest superchargers can take 30 minutes. If you're only driving around a city or an urban area, this is fine. But on long road trips, like those who are traveling, range anxiety is a massive concern. Naturally, people who want to relax on vacation don't want to deal with the stress. But it gets worse. Stories started spreading about customers who couldn't figure out how or where to charge their rental cars on road trips. One renter shared his nightmare experience online. He didn't even want an EV, but got stuck with one anyway. He ended up fighting for a charger in a packed parking lot, then sitting there for hours just to get enough juice to keep going. This is the last thing a rental car customer wants, unpredictable downtime, but Hertz soon found a problem that was even worse. The Tesla Model 3s and Ys in Hertz fleets are quick, high-performance vehicles. Electric torque is so much better than ICE vehicles, and some customers found this out a bit too late. The crash rate of Hertz cars skyrocketed. And this, of course, increased the already sky-high maintenance costs. Hertz quietly implemented software limits on their Tesla's acceleration and top speed for renters. They also only offered the most powerful EVs to customers who already had some documented EV experience. But things didn't seem to improve. Hertz's newest CEO, Stephen Scherer, was forced to admit that expenses related to collision and damage primarily associated with EVs has remained high. The complexity of the vehicles, combined with renter inexperience, turned what was supposed to be a low-cost high-tech asset into a high-cost liability. Yet, these high repair costs and low demand were only part of the problem. They exposed a flaw in Hertz's business model that was much worse and eerily familiar. This is a problem Hertz should have seen coming because it's exactly what caused their previous financial disaster. To explain what happened next, we need to briefly look at the Hertz bankruptcy. In 2020, the pandemic hit hard, but the real problem came from how Hertz financed its cars. Rental companies like Hertz used asset-backed securities, basically loans tied to what their cars would be worth when sold. If used car prices drop, Hertz has to pay its lenders extra cash, or they're in big trouble. But Hertz fleet was massive. So just a 1% drop in used car values cost Hertz about $75 million. And when the pandemic killed travel and briefly tanked used car prices, Hertz couldn't keep up with those payments. That's what forced them into bankruptcy. Ironically, after they collapsed, used car prices skyrocketed as supply chains struggled and new car prices also went up. But why does this matter now? Because the exact same thing just happened with their EVs. Hertz bought tens of thousands of EVs, expecting them to hold their value well in the used car market after their rental life was over. But the opposite happened. Companies, including Tesla itself, had vastly overestimated the near-term consumer demand for used EVs. In 2023, Volkswagen had sold 770,000 electric vehicles, far below their 3 million goal. And as new EV sales declined, used EV values collapsed. But it gets worse. A trade war was slowly arising. As Tesla battled emerging EVs in China, they cut the price of the Model 3 by 6%, then the Model Y by 11%. This was because their Chinese opposition, BYD and others, were already offering much cheaper EVs. And since Tesla is the market leader, this caused a domino effect. This trade war only continued to escalate, and others were caught in the crossfire. Ford had to cut prices of the F-150 Lightning by as much as $7,000. And if you're wondering what happens when the price of a brand new car drops by $7,000, well, it hammers the resale value of every used model already on the market. With all this chaos happening, just imagine what was happening for Hertz. Suddenly, the asset value part of Hertz EV bet looked far worse than for gas cars. And things really started to hurt from here, as depreciation, normally a steady, manageable cost, turned into a gaping hole in Hertz's balance sheet. Hertz began selling off mass amounts of EVs. They sold 20,000 of them, many of which were Teslas just 2 years after ordering them. Many were barely used Tesla Model 3s, listed as low as $20,000, roughly half of what they paid for them just a year before. Hertz also saw $245 million in charges related to depreciation expenses from their EV sales in just the fourth quarter of 2023. The depreciation hit was so severe that Hertz had to become creative in terms of unloading its excess EV inventory. Hertz began asking renters if they wanted to buy their EVs. For example, Hertz offered one customer a 2023 Chevy Bolt for about $18,400 and another, a barely year-old Tesla Model 3 for $17,900. Honestly, if you were looking for an EV, it was a pretty good time to buy them. A new Model 3 had cost around $40,000 just a year before, but it wasn't a great time to be Hertz. By the end of 2024, Hertz had quietly offloaded around 30,000 EVs in total. The financial impact of this unwinding was truly brutal. In February 2025, Hertz released its full year 2024 earnings, reporting a stark $2.9 billion net loss for the year. Most of that loss came from EV values collapsing and having to write down the fleet. The whole plan to save money on gas and maintenance had backfired spectacularly, costing them hundreds of millions as they had to adjust the value of the remaining EVs down to match the new, much lower market prices. In April 2024, Hertz brought in a new CEO, Gil West, a former GM and Cruise executive, to fix the disaster. West immediately refocused the company on getting back to the basics: operational excellence and unmatched customer service. Hertz was in the midst of a critical transformation. And we're in the midst of trying to get to 1 million subscribers. If you've found value from our videos, I would really appreciate it if you hit the subscribe button. Hertz mistakes don't mean EVs can never work in rental fleets, but the infrastructure, consumer readiness, and economic model all have to align. Other rental companies played it smarter. Europe's Sixt stopped buying new Teslas after 2022 and quietly started offloading some EVs as they sized up the market. Russian too fast like Hertz did, and you're just asking for trouble. Hertz learned this the hard way. Hertz seemingly forgot what bankrupted them before: depreciation and resale value. Yet, they jumped into a risky new direction that, despite all the buzz, created the exact same financial disaster, just with different cars. Porsche also went all in on EVs, and now they're regretting it big time. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.